Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. This is where we get to reflect, refine, and reboot your one precious life. In this space, we take a deeper look at what's holding you back. Maybe you want to show up differently for the people in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your emotional well-being. Maybe you feel as though something's missing and you want to get excited about your future. There's some good news. You can shift your perspective and begin to walk through the world in new, refreshing ways. I am a certified life and well-being coach who was called to create this show as a means to facilitate a journey of personal development. You have the power to change. Your life is precious. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Champion your life starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. I'm so thrilled you're all here, and I'm so excited to launch this radio show and podcast. And whether you're listening to me live right now or later on the 90 different locations people tune in from, welcome. I'm just so glad you're here. As a transformational life coach, my mission is to help others to switch on their own unique light so that they can live their one precious life to its fullest potential. And today we're going to discuss a couple of powerful coaching concepts. I think of them more like life truths. And then we're going to learn a little bit about our brains, our thoughts, and how they help us and how they can hold us back. But before we begin, I thought I'd take you on a little journey to tell you a little bit about me and how I came into coaching. So I was born in Illinois and I moved to Northern California when I was 10 years old. I had a horse named Shalice, and much of my childhood was actually pretending that I was a horse. So when I got one, I could often be seen riding bareback in the Golden Hills of California. I'm one of five children. I was very, very close to my parents growing up. I was drawn to the love of God as a small child. I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, got a theater degree, and along the way, a music minor. And from there, I landed a dream job up for performing on a cruise ship that was going around the world. I did that for 2 years. That was ridiculously fun. And on board, I met a great guy named Tommy. He was a deck steward. We have been married now for 36 years. We have three amazing boys. Well, actually, they're all young men now. And recently, my middle son just got married to a fabulous girl with whom I adore. So, well, this all just sounds amazing, right? A charmed life. And look, much of it was. No denying that. But you know, I'm not telling you the full story. Isn't that what we all do when we meet one another? We don't tell each other the full story. Often we talk only about the good parts. But here's the real truth. There were moments in my life, I'm sure much like yours, that really stopped me out. For example, when I was younger, there were real family challenges. One of my brothers was really struggling, but it's too complex to go into right now, but it was real and difficult. And then my mom had a brain aneurysm when my senior year of high school. My little sister and I came home to find her unconscious. She was in a coma for over a month and we almost lost her. That was a doozy. I had two very, very dear friends of mine die of AIDS. And I developed an anxiety disorder for almost a solid year as I struggled to accept the loss of their dying so young. And then the one that really brought me to my knees as a young mama was when my firstborn son required neurosurgery at the tender age of 6 months. So the list of challenges go on and on through different chapters of my life. And I was the kind of person who was always seeking solutions, a better way to feel, a better way to cope. I was aware and evolved enough as a young empathic soul that I knew there were solutions out there. But you know, this idea of working on our emotional well-being and developing healthy mind management was just not a thing in the world quite yet. I always like to say that Oprah and Tony Robbins and Marianne Williamson were just beginning to come on the scene. And my faith was young. I hadn't learned that beautiful scripture that says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Because in this world, you will have trouble. Take heart, I have overcome the world. That's actually John 16, 33. And at that age, I hadn't heard that one quite yet. So what did I do? I just decided to do my best and be happy and try to keep all of my feelings to myself. And funnily enough, in hindsight, my girlfriend and I talk about this all the time, as she's similar. We realized we were of that generation that wasn't actually allowed to feel their feelings. My mom used to say, hey, you better wipe that look off your face, young lady. And I'm like, what? What is wrong with my face? And my friend's mom would say to her, now you need to go to your room and don't come out until there is a smile on your face. Probably not the most effective early development tools. But I was the kind of child that always felt guilty for how overwhelmed I felt or how resentful and sometimes even angry I was. But, you know, that wasn't something you were supposed to talk about. And I was known in my family as a peacemaker. And I took that role seriously and perhaps too seriously. I was working so hard to make everything good and to make sure everybody was okay that I was actually causing myself a lot of needless suffering. I've come now to understand my people-pleasing tendencies and my lack of boundaries in many life situations were wreaking havoc on my soul, but I didn't really understand any of it. But then I found coaching. Thank you, God. What a difference that made in my life. At first, it helped me to see the pain that I was causing myself with all my thoughts. I never knew that I could actually learn to manage my thinking. From there, the coaching took me on this wonderful journey of reconnecting with myself. And as I delved deeper into these coaching tools and took the time to reflect, my confidence blossomed, as did all of my very important relationships. You see, I was beginning to get clear on what I really wanted through coaching, who I really was, where I was getting in my own way, all my limiting beliefs. I began to look closely at what my purpose was in this chapter of my life. And I began to set goals for myself. And ultimately, I decided to become a coach because I believed so much in all I was learning. So my learning is just like, whew, taken off. And much like our faith journey, we are never finished learning and growing. And on my website, one of my taglines is, it was actually one of my son's idea, is reflect, refine, and reboot. And I've just come to the conclusion, especially this last year, that is what it's all about. Our lives are a constant opportunity to reflect, refine, and reboot. I love coming alongside others to help them learn how to manage their minds and to see and find their greatest potential. I believe in this work so much. I just kind of want it out there so it can help those who are ready to hear it and want to run with it. And when I look back at my life, I realize that God redeems anything we live through. He uses absolutely everything. He has this picture in his mind of what he wants you and I to become. And we just need to learn to pay attention and begin to download all of our potential. And for those of you right now who are in your head thinking, like, I don't know about all this. I don't like to be coached, or I wouldn't want to be coached. I just need to say, it can be a really great ride. I think it's so important to have fun and to laugh. And I always tell my clients, look, we don't need to take ourselves so seriously. I've actually learned that lesson for myself over and over again. And I also smile to myself when I hear statements like, people don't change, or I could never do that, or I just don't have that in me. And I just want to say, of course you can do it. Of course you have it in you. People change when they desire to change. And that is amazing. It's been fascinating to me that we put so much effort, thought, money into gym memberships, vacations, cars, right? But we ignore our emotional health and well-being. I am so passionate when I say there should be a much more focused effort on starting this as early as middle school. You know, I'd love it if you let me know in the chat box if you agree with me. I've been working with so many clients in the last year, several years, and I've helped some with serious life challenges, and I've helped those who look a little bit more like me. My life looks good on paper, so why is it again that I'm struggling? But when I started this work, I didn't understand that I was just a human being with a human mind. I had no clue that I could actually manage that mind. I didn't understand my brain. I didn't know how to sit with all of my emotions. I didn't know how to redirect myself in order to create that life that I was dreaming about. And that, my friends, is what coaching does and what I love to do. I've seen the impact that it has on others' lives, including my own. And that is why I get so energized and I can't stop talking about it. And for those of you who are here with me today, that is what we're going to begin to do for you. And then in turn, you can pass it forward. You begin to influence your families, the people you work with, anyone in your sphere of influence. This is my vision for this show. So I shared a little bit about me, and after this break coming up, I'm going to get into some teaching time on a coaching concept called the 50-50 of life. But during the break, I'd love you to feel free to throw out questions or comments in the chat box. I will answer those as we go along. And later, we're going to bring someone on to be coached in real time. That's when we learn together. So if anyone would like to do some live coaching today, please send me a message. You are listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free. No strings attached. Ram Dass said it best. We're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2go www.iscoaching.com and under Book Online, select Is Coaching Right for Me? After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
Hey, we're back live with Champion Your Life on Transformation Talk Radio with me, your host and coach, Leanne Champion. So one of my favorite teachers is Brooke Castillo from the Life Coach School. And when she was teaching us, she went on to explain, she had this concept that she called the 50-50 of life. And it was this idea that approximately 50% of the time, simply because we are human beings, we're going to experience difficult and uncomfortable times in our lives. And with those times come difficult and uncomfortable emotions, right? Such as anger and frustration, sadness, disappointment, just to name a few, right? And the other 50% of the time, we'll be happier and more excited about life and feeling more comfortable emotions, right? Such as excitement and joy and inspiration and creativity. And it's funny, learning this lesson for me was a real game changer. And I realized it was because I'd spent so much of my life trying to feel good all of the time and assuming somehow that I was doing it wrong if I didn't. Can anyone relate? So when I learned this concept, I felt as though someone was giving me permission to feel all the feelings. I felt as though I was always trying to like run away from the difficult parts of life, the 50-50, if you will, instead of just stopping and looking at them and allowing them and just processing them all the way through. And problems and challenges and difficulties are just a natural part of the human experience, right? Because truly, if we reflect on the past, even the best seasons of our lives were 50-50. For example, think back, graduating from high school or college and the thrill and excitement and accomplishment. And then it's immediately followed by, oh gosh, I have to get a job. Oh, what? I have to leave my home? Perfect example of the 50-50. And then there's meeting that certain someone, right? The thrill and excitement of falling in love, but then reality sets in. Is he or she really the one? I mean, should I be annoyed this much? Or becoming a parent, right? The joy of welcoming a child into the world. And then it dawns on you all that that entails. It's kind of like, will I ever sleep again? Will I ever not worry? And then raising children. Oh my gosh, you have them for all these years and then they have the audacity to leave home. Total 50-50 experience. That one was actually a tough one for me. I love being a mom so much. I struggled very much with the empty nest, wondering like, what was the new chapter? What was it going to look like? But interestingly enough, when we imagine our futures, we often expect them to be filled with just comfortable emotions only 100% of the time. Like, for example, well, you know, once this pandemic is over, then I'm going to feel whatever. And once I find that perfect job, then I will feel complete. Or when I meet that someone who really loves me, then I'll feel safe, right? Sound familiar? This idea of the 50-50, really interesting. I feel free to send me questions or comments that you want to share in the chat box. But really, how do we actually decide to embrace the 50-50? And by embrace, I mean to just accept it willingly, right? With a deeper knowing and understanding that this is the human experience and we're all going to go through it and it's okay. right? And if we're willingly accepting that we will always waver somewhere between comfortable and uncomfortable times, we can stop resisting, right? And start feeling all of our heartbreakingly beautiful moments and experiences and seasons of life. Life is full of guaranteed challenges, and it's okay. It's just part of the human experience. Oh, I love it. I'm hearing from some of you. Thank you. Let's see what you have to say. I think I understand the concept of the 50-50, but I think you are saying that we need to cultivate acceptance of the 50-50. Yes, perfect. Yes, developing an awareness that life isn't always going to be perfect or rosy, and it's just okay, part of life. Perfect. Is the 50-50 an example of wanting things to be different than they are? Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, that reminds me of this Byron Katie quote that says, when you argue with reality, you lose, but only 100% of the time. I think it helps to not see negative emotions as a problem. They just are. True. And is it something to just get curious about? Oh, so well said. Love it. Thank you, Kate in London. That is it. We can't see them as a problem. We just know that they're going to happen and they're just there. One more and then we'll move on. How can we be at peace with a 50-50? Isn't it more like 80-20? Oh my goodness. I love this so much because I said the same thing when I first heard this concept. It bothered me too. Now, of course, look, guys, only God knows the truth of the 50-50. This is only a concept. This is only an approximation, right? But I believe that when we're able to accept and be happy in the space of the 50-50, which is so ironic and perfect all at the same time, but just think with me just for a second, can you be at peace and content knowing that you won't be at peace and content 100% of the time? Not a crazy thing to think about. It's almost like when you accept the negativity, you can begin to like let it go and just be okay, right? There's real freedom in that understanding. You know, you can't help but think about what we've all been through in this past year. I mean, COVID is a perfect example. For many of you, I'm sure it's felt more like the 80-20, right? But if you look inward a bit, there's some real gems, really beautiful takeaways from this experience for sure. It kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. We need to continuously reflect, refine, and reboot. Hey, if some of these concepts are new to you, I just want you to go back and I want you to listen to them again. I can't begin to tell you how many times I would listen over and over to something new that I was learning. It's almost like we have to allow our brains to process new ideas, new information. And we just need to hear these concepts a few times to let them really sink in and do their work. So we've talked about this idea of the 50-50, and our thoughts are a big part of that. So we're going to just switch gears for a minute and delve into this idea of the importance of our thought life. And I want to ask you right now, have you ever thought about what it means to think deliberately? And most people believe that our thoughts are something that just kind of randomly happen to us and we have no control over. You know what? The good news is I promise you we do. Have you ever heard the saying, we are what we eat, right? But guess what? The reality, I think, is much more. We are what we think, right? Because the thoughts that we choose help us to create our moods, our attitudes, and our beliefs. And it's so fascinating to think about how anger and jealousy and pride, right? Envy, sadness, all the other hit lists, I call them, of negative emotions, have their roots in the way we think. And that is why it's just so important for us to learn these skills of becoming aware and then learn to take responsibility for what we are choosing to think. And often we think it's just the circumstances of our lives that are causing how we are feeling, but it's always the thoughts that we have chosen to think around them that are causing our emotion. If there's one takeaway from today, guys, it's it. It's always our thoughts, the ones that we've chosen to think that are causing our emotions. I'm going to continue to teach on this. But neuroscientists can now demonstrate that every thought sends electrical and chemical signals throughout your brain, ultimately affecting every cell in our bodies. I mean, our thoughts influence our sleep, our digestion, the chemical makeup of our blood. I can't even tell you, I experienced this when I was a younger person, and I couldn't believe how profound that mind-body connection really is. There's a quote that I heard that I'd like to really share with you guys, and because it really spoke to me, and it said, "The secret conversations that you hold in the privacy of your own mind are shaping your destiny little by little." And I just want to say that one more time. The secret conversations that you hold in the privacy of your own mind are shaping your destiny little by little. Isn't that wild? And this is another great one. This one just made me laugh. And I'm like, oh, this explains everything. New research indicates that the average person thinks approximately 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day. It's like, what? This is either good or bad news, right? Because every thought we have moves us toward our God-given potential or away from it. And this one, I'm just going to throw one more that's really interesting at you. 90% of the thoughts that you and I have today are repeats from yesterday or the day before. And we wonder why affecting positive change is so difficult for so many people, right? We're going to go to a quick break here. I'm Leanne Champion. When we come back, we're going to be discussing the two parts of our brain that compete for our attention. You're listening to Champion Your Life on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
The Finder of Lost Things. Exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. you'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for Face Yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby.
We're back on Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. That amazing music is my son, Tommy. We've been talking about 60 to 80,000 thoughts we have a day. And I love, thank you for all these fun comments that you're putting in the chat box. Now we're going to just talk about the two parts of the brain that are always fighting for our attention. I hope this will certainly shed some light on what we do and why. So our primal brain, which I lovingly refer to as the toddler brain, is like front and center for us most of the time. It likes to make decisions for instant gratification right now, right this second, much like a toddler. And most of us make 90% of our decisions with our toddler brain. I know, which means we're always giving into instant gratification and pleasure in the moment. And if we still lived in caves, that would make sense, right? Because that is what the primal brain was used to back in the day. It would tell us to stay in the cave. Don't go outside. Don't get eaten by that tiger. The primal brain does not understand that we're no longer in the cave. We've evolved, right, as a species. So what do we do with this toddler brain? We must learn to override it. We have to understand that letting this toddler brain make decisions for us can often lead us down the rabbit hole. It leads to weight gain and overindulgence, such as overeating, overdrinking, overspending. I like to say all the overs, right? Watching too much Netflix. What we need to do is access and utilize the most powerful part of our human brain, which is the prefrontal cortex. I'm sure you've heard of it. And I like to refer to the prefrontal cortex as our grown-up brain. This is the part of the brain that separates us from our primal behavior. That is a part of the brain where we can utilize it to look ahead. We use it to plan. We can make decisions, right, as an emotional adult. And with our grown-up brain, we can look into the future and we can actually delay gratification. We can give up what we want now, right, for what we want most in our lives. This part of the brain is where we access our creativity, right? So you can see why we want to access this part of our brain more often. It's just so interesting when we understand that we have these two competing parts of our brains. It's just important to realize that our primitive brain, though, it's like a noisy powerhouse between our ears. Unfortunately, it's just as powerful as our prefrontal cortex. It's just not as smart, but it's got a very, very loud voice. It loves to interrupt, loves to distract us. So you have to know who you're listening to and why. I just have to give you these examples because it really happened in real time. I mean, even as I was writing this, some of you are putting in the chat box when your toddler brain is, tell me about it. But it really, when I was writing this, for example, I was trying to write this and my primal toddler brain was trying to shut me down. It was saying, you're cold, you need to get a sweater. Or, well, you know, you should make some tea, just thinking. Or, you know, your puppy needs to go outside. Or, you know, your son sent you that text that you did not answer. Well, you know, you haven't had anything to eat today. You might want to finish that ice cream in the fridge. Oh, my God. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Literally anything and everything to distract me from making real progress. So that's just a great example of a toddler brain talking in real time. But what do? We just need, you guys, all we need to do is train ourselves to listen to our grown-up brain. This is fun. These are blowing up. Let's take a look. I love to go for a run every day. And my toddler brain tries to talk me out of it. It gives me all the reasons why we shouldn't go. Like we don't have to do this every day. It's raining outside. Well, this is great. I've learned to ignore my toddler brain long enough now that I don't believe it anymore. I go for my run. It's perfect. You are on to your toddler brain. I want my chocolate and I'm having it. Yes, I hear you. That is the toddler brain. I hear from my toddler brain every night around 10:30, but it's not chocolate. It's rice chicks. I don't know. Here's one. My toddler brain keeps me from writing, which is my favorite thing to do. When I go in to write, my toddler brain focuses on the fact that my desk is messy and I can't accomplish anything until it's clean. Then I'm cleaning it and not writing, right? I can so relate. But I tell you, you know what? The beginning of this is just, it helps so much to know what we're up against, right? Because then you can see it and call it out. So what we need to do is to shift from allowing our thoughts, right, to just randomly happen to being the watcher of our brains. And when we begin to become aware of our thoughts and which brain is currently in charge, then you can catch yourself, right, before you go down that rabbit hole of being sidetracked. We have the freedom to choose something different, right? So I just want you to pay attention to which brain you're using, and you will eventually get to the place where you're able to redirect your own thinking. So we're going to go for a quick break because I'm excited to get to the coaching. So stick around. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. Remember, you've got one precious life. We'll be right back.
I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
You are listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. I'm just so excited to get to the coaching. Do we have someone to hop on, Livia?
Yeah, we've got Anne is here with us.
Hi.
Hey there. I'm so glad you came on the call.
Thank you. I've really been enjoying what you have been talking about. The 50-50, it was kind of fun to hear because you don't think of it like that, you know. You it's kind of calming. It gives you a little breath of fresh air. It is going to be 50-50, and that's okay. So yeah, that was really great. I loved hearing that. I called because I wanted to get coached on being very when I wake up in the mornings, I am always in a negative mood. It's just the minute I wake up, it's just negative, negative, negative. There's just no, you know, way around it. And it's getting kind of old. And I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. What you think?
So tell me, when does it happen to you, Anne? I think you said first thing in the morning.
Yeah, the minute I open my eyes, it's like,
Has it been going on for a while?
Well, yeah, I mean, it has. I lost my husband, which has been difficult, a couple years ago. And, but you know, I mean, it just seems to be like you wake up and you're just like, you're overwhelmed or you're, you know, feeling just kind of, it's another day. I know it sounds crazy.
Nothing crazy about that. And first of all, I just want to say that I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for your loss. But that idea of negative emotions first thing in the morning, I just want you to know that happens a lot. So, but I want you to tell me about this morning. Is that all right if we do that? Can you take me back there in your mind for a moment and just let me know what you were thinking?
Yeah, well, you'll laugh because it was taxes. I woke up and I thought, oh God, I have to do my taxes. You know, and I'm sure that's, you know, it sounds silly to most people, but you know, it's doing it by myself for the first time. It's you know, making sure I don't mess it up. It's going to take so long going through receipts and blah, blah. And that's what I was thinking of this morning. I know, silly.
Well, I have a feeling you're probably going to be helping a lot of people listening right now. So I'm going to take you and just on a little bit of a journey. It's something called the model that I do often with my clients when I'm just showing them sort of what they're thinking and what's going on in their brain. And so circumstances, you're just waking up and you have a thought that, oh, I really don't want to do my taxes. And I just want to make sure I got your words correct. Is that right? Is that what you think?
I just don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to do it alone. I heard several different thoughts, but that's the one.
Yeah. I just don't want to do it.
So Anne, when you're thinking that thought, I do not want to do my taxes, I just wanted to sort of discover with you, what feeling do you think comes up with you? And we're talking about an emotion. Right. So in that moment, what are you feeling? Are you?
Pretty much. I don't know. It's overwhelming first thing in the morning. And that's not fun. You know, it's just I'm overwhelmed. I get anxious about it.
Okay, so you're getting a little double hit there, anxious and overwhelmed. So if I was a little you know, bird in the, you know, hiding in your room, what would I see you do? Would you just get up anyway and get going, or what would I see you do?
You'd see me procrastinating. I'm the queen of that at the moment. And I'd get up, probably go downstairs and have a cup of coffee, but then I would, do everything. It seems like I'm doing everything but what I'm supposed to do, you know, to clean out a room that needs to be cleaned, or do the laundry, or, you know, go out and just, you know, have to go to grocery shopping, anything but doing what I should be doing.
Right. So so what I'm hearing you say, Anne, is that there's a lot of procrastinating going on. You're getting other things done, not the taxes, but
yeah.
Right. So, and then I think there's some avoidance. Would you agree? Some just good old fashioned avoidance.
Huge.
And, you know, we've been talking about it today. Can you see which brain has been showing up for you in these moments?
Oh, that would be the toddler brain.
Right. But let me ask you too, though, Anne, is there any, are you beating yourself up about this? How are you feeling about this the rest of the day?
Yeah, because it just, and then what happens is, you know, you go through the day and then you get in bed that night and you go, well, didn't do it today, you know, and then on top of it, I think the government gave us an extra month or extra time. So I don't think it's actually due on April 15th. So I'm like, oh, well, that's okay. It's not till, you know, but I get angry at myself because I go to bed thinking, well, one more day and I haven't done it.
Right, right. So I'm even hearing a little shame that's involved in there too. You're throwing it all in there, right? That's not helpful. But okay. So then the result is, as we're just exploring this, the result is there's just no progress, right? Darn taxes, right? Right. So
I know it sounds crazy, silly, but that's
no. Listen, this is real. This is what happens with us. We get stuck on thoughts. But what I want to do with you right now, and it's just show you sort of the power of just choosing a thought that may help you move in the right direction. So the one that we have right now is, oh gosh, I do not want to do my taxes, which is leading to a lot of anxious feelings and being overwhelmed, and you're procrastinating, you're letting the toddler brain rule, right? There's some beating up. So all we're looking for is something that may propel you forward, but it has to be. It's so interesting. When we choose a new thought, we don't want to choose something that's not going to resonate with us. Something that we have to choose something that we partially already can buy or believe in. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I truly would feel so much better once it's done. You know, I mean, I would feel so much better just doing it. I just got to get going.
All right. Well, there it is right there. I'm actually going to write this down for you. So I just got to get going and I will feel, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let's get it right. I have to get going and I will feel so much better when I do. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I'll feel so much better once it's done.
Okay. So we're choosing that new thought. And can you see how really not even that remarkably, you know, it's not some fake, weird thing, but just, I have to get going and I will feel so much better when I do. What feeling comes up when you hear me say that to you?
Well, it would be a relief, you know, it would be such a relief just to get it done because I'm making such a huge big deal out of it, but yeah, it would give me peace.
So relief and peace. And what does that peace look like?
Well, that it's done, you know, it's done, it's over and I can breathe, you know?
Right. Right. And do you have, there's also something that's coming up for me and I just want to see if it makes sense to you. Would you feel possibly even empowered?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So yeah, you could choose any of those: relief, peace, and empowered, right?
Right. Right.
It's really, really interesting. So, Anne, really what I think would be so great is if we just put together an action plan for you. Remember the action plan? You were telling me how you procrastinated in your first original model that we worked on, right? You were procrastinating this and that. So what would I have to see you do if you were going to accomplish this goal, or what would you want to do to accomplish this goal of your taxes?
Well, it's it seems very overwhelming. I mean, it just seems like it's going to take me the whole day. So maybe the best thing to do, I don't know, maybe just do like 15 minutes at a time and then stop, and then, you know, or, you know, even try and do 20 minutes. And even if I get 15, okay. And then I also know that my best time is the morning.
That's good.
So if I did it in the mornings and I just did like,
right,
you know, I'm thinking 10, 15 minutes, but if I could get 20 minutes in, you know, maybe it's a start. Maybe
well, you know, it's funny, isn't it true? Sometimes when we actually just get started, then all of a sudden, like the buzzer goes up and you're like, huh, I can continue. Right?
Yeah.
So far we have, you're going to make a goal of 15 to 20 minutes a day.
Right.
Right. Awesome. And you want to work in the morning. Is that right, Anne?
Yeah, that's my best time. I can get a lot done in the morning.
Okay. That's good. And what's your timeline on this? When would you like to have this done by?
Well, I mean, as soon as possible. I think maybe the best thing to do doing it this way, probably a week, like today's Wednesday. So Wednesday to Wednesday. So next Wednesday.
Yeah, what's the date on that?
I have no idea.
I think it's the 14th. Okay. This is what coaches do. They're like, oh, I'm going to write that down for you.
Yeah.
So that's so interesting, Anne. So right now you're planning to work 15 to 20 minutes a day. You're going to do it in the morning. You're going to do it within a week's time, which is, that's a great commitment. And what brain do you think you're going to need to access?
Oh, my grown-up brain.
Right? I'm going to do this. It's amazing.
My grown-up brain.
What do you think the result will be for you?
It's done. It'll be done. And that's a huge thing. So.
No, and I can understand that. But is there anything else? Is there any kind of like, some result that you haven't even thought of? Course it'll be done and you will get to it, but is there something else that is going to be a result that you haven't even thought of?
Well, like what you said, being empowered, you know, being empowered and it's done and peace, I'll find peace. So
dare I say, you'll say, what's next?
Oh yeah. That's probably true. I'll send you a note on the message thing and let you know if I get them done.
No, seriously, you've got this, but do me a favor, drop me a line on LeanneChampionCoaching.com. I have a little, let me know how it's going. All right. And I can also send you a copy of this model that we did so you can be inspired by your own wise words.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
So everyone, this was so wonderful. What I want to leave you with, that when it comes to our thought life, most of us live by default. Rarely do you see people living a conscious, deliberate life. And I believe that managing our minds and showing up in the world as emotional adults is the hardest, but the most beautiful, effective skill that any of us can develop. I'm so excited to be joining you guys every other Wednesday. I'm going to be taking you through different new concepts. The week after next will be 5 emotional skills. I'm so looking forward to teaching you those. You have been listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion. For more information, please check out my website at LeanneChampionCoaching.com. Again, live every other Wednesday. So I'll see you next on April 21st, 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To find out more about me and my coaching platform, visit championyourlife.com. That's championyourlife.com. You have one precious life. Let's live it to your fullest potential. Let's go. Let's do this together. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.